Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Neil Poland, who is president at Mullican Flooring up in Johnson City. How you doing, Neil?
Great, Kemp. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. You guys have some big news, actually, up there. You had a big press event up in the Tri-Cities, and you've announced that you're expanding your facility, your primary facility up there, and you're actually spending $6 million more on enhancements to your equipment up there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we announced today that in our Johnson City, Tennessee plant, we will be expanding our capacity by more than 50%. And to clarify that, Johnson City finishes all of the flooring for our facility. So our other plants ship product to Johnson City, and it is finished. This is a $6 million investment that we're making. The Tennessee Valley Authorities provided a loan to help fund this project. And we will be hiring 25 new employees in the first quarter, hope to hire a total of 75 in the next 2 years.
Okay, so it's not only equipment, but it's you're ramping up to be able to add more shifts, what you're saying.
Yes, I mean, it gives us another finishing line, and we will essentially have probably, 100% more capacity if you really wanted to pin it down, but initially it'll be 50% more than what we're doing presently.
Okay, and this is good news, especially in light of the fact that we're probably bumping along here at the bottom of the worst recession that we've seen in 70 years. So what motivated this investment?
Well, Kemp, we started focusing on the remodeling market several years ago, and we really have had success in that area. We spent a lot of money merchandising, sampling, promoting to that segment, and we want to be well positioned for the future. We're optimistic that wood flooring as a category is going to continue to grow significantly in the next several years.
All right, so you've done it for two reasons. One is, and for those, I'd say most people know, but if you're going to sell in the remodel business now, you have to sell pre-finished, whereas the builder market likes to take unfinished goods, put them into the house, and then finish them after all the subs are done. And so as you shift your business over to this pre-finished retail sector, you need more capacity to sell pre-finished wood. Is that right?
Yes. I think that if you look at the builder market, the way it breaks down today is the track builders use pre-finished.
Okay.
The custom builders use a mix of unfinished and pre-finished, and remodeling is definitely heavy to pre-finish, especially outside of, say, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Okay. But the other part of what you said is that you think that in the long range, the demand for hardwood flooring is going to continue to increase.
Yeah, what we've seen in this downturn is hardwood flooring as an industry, from the consumer preference point of view, has weathered the storm very well. The consumer still wants hardwood flooring and is willing to pay for it. They're not buying as many upgrades, but in general, someone is remodeling or buying a home, they still want hardwood flooring as their main floor covering choice.
All right. As we look, though, at current conditions, right now are you seeing an uptick or are you just seeing it long range?
I mean, I think the builder market in general is leveled off. We don't see a huge uptick. We're optimistic that the back half of 2010, there could be a slight uptick there. And we do believe that in 2010 going forward, the remodeling segment is in the position to really take advantage of any increase in consumer confidence.
All right, so you just made this announcement today. How long will it take for those dollars to be actually put into place where you'll be actually able to run this new line?
You know, we're virtually, at the edge of ready to go. We're targeting March 1st, so we've got the equipment just about completely delivered, and we're ready to start installation after the first of the year.
All right. So you're getting yourself ready for this uptick in the market that we're all anticipating that we should start feeling, hopefully, by at least the third quarter of 10.
That's what we're hoping, and we're pretty confident that wood flooring is going to be a bigger part of this next upturn.
Yeah, actually, all the research, the consumer research that we see that's done in this industry would indicate that the consumer, if they can have what they dream about, would have hardwood floors.
We totally agree with you.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you Last time you and I spoke, and I believe it was back in September, we did an audio interview on floridaily.net, and we talked about the possibility that, you know, based on the fact that a lot of sawmills have shut down through this downturn, and also based on some weather factors, that the price of board lumber that goes into flooring was going to increase, and probably increase pretty drastically. And I was going to ask you, can you give me an update on what's going on there?
Yes, I mean, raw materials prices, you know, our lumber cost has increased more than 50% since the bottom last year, so we're under some definite pricing pressure on our costs, and we really see that going forward it could get even tighter. I mean, we don't know what the weather forecast holds for January and February, but you know, right now we just had a big snowstorm that's going to slow the flow of logs down in the coming weeks, and we see that raw materials are most likely going to be tight in the first quarter and could be even tighter the rest of the year.
And this is not just, I mean, while weather is a factor right now and all this wet weather we've had in the fall has added to the situation, but it's a long-range problem because of the situation with some of these people that were at one time in the business of making lumber out of trees. They've gone on to do other things, haven't they?
Yeah, as I mentioned in our last discussion, we had over 500 sawmills supplying us lumber in 2007, and today we have less than 250 sawmill vendors. And more importantly, some of our bigger vendors, I'd say more than 50% of our bigger vendors, have either gone in another direction or have reduced their production tremendously.
Will this mean that at retail we'll start to see price point increases, you think?
I mean, I definitely think that you will see some price increases of flooring, mm-hmm. both unfinished and pre-finished, during the next year, and probably you'll see that in the first 3 months of the year.
I see. Okay. Well, Neil, I appreciate you. You know, before we did this interview, you were telling me that as you brought all of the local people together today for your announcement, that they were concerned that your news was going to be negative, and here it was positive, so they were, I'm sure, overjoyed to hear the news, weren't they?
Yes, I think in any business community today, you know, there's a sense of panic when someone calls a press conference. So we were glad to deliver good news, and we made that clear right up front.
Yeah, Neil, well, I appreciate you being with us today, and congratulations on your news. So we've been talking to Neil Poland, who is president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.